Good morning. Now, less than an hour to go before the girls in green kick off the final group game, but they aren't the only girls in green in Group B. Oh no, Nigeria, who have a much cooler name. They're called the Super Falcons. I mean, come on. They are flying high after their big win over Australia. And with me now is activist and digital creator Amanda Ade, who has a foot in both camps, let's just say. Is that right?
Something like that, yeah. Morning.
Something like that. So you were telling me off air that your dad's from Nigeria.
Yes.
You have a cool background because you were born in South Africa.
Yeah.
Your dad's Nigerian, your mom is South African. Mm-hmm. You moved to Ireland when you were...
Two years old, yeah.
And we can't get you out of Kildare now.
Literally, no. It's the best town, best county in Ireland, I'm going to say. I might be a bit biased, though.
Because I was giving you the whole, very far of a drive for you now. And you gave me all the unique selling points
of
Kildare.
For Kildare. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Listen, thank you so much for coming to Daily Mount today. But as an Irish woman of Nigerian descent, you're in a bit of a win-win situation today, aren't you?
100%. Yeah, 100%. Like, either way this goes, I feel like I'll be celebrating, so... So good, very good.
And you used to play football yourself, is that true?
I did, yeah, growing up. I was actually quite sporty. Started playing football. I started playing Gaelic actually originally from about 6 or 7. Then kind of that went into football then and played up until I was about 14. Played for Kildare Town FC.
Yeah, did you?
I did indeed.
Oh, so you were good.
I actually used to play. Properly used to play.
And then you found, maybe drinking in fields and maybe love.
We can't talk too much about that, right? Yeah,
well, that's what happened to me. I found lads and cans in fields.
Absolutely.
And then I was like, I'm done with whatever sport. What is this? No, I want to pluck my eyebrows into oblivion and listen to the Spice Girls. That's what I want to do. We've talked loads on this show before about teenage girls just drifting away from sport. Was it the same story for you, or do you know what it was? Did you just get other interests?
Somewhat. So I grew up playing quite a few sports. So I think I got to an age where I kind of started, I had to like kind of cut them down a bit. And I decided to prioritise basketball. At that time, I think probably because there was a bit more of like perception that like it wasn't as masculine, I think, as football was. And I really cared about that at that age.
It was either you were sporty.
Yeah.
Or you weren't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was
like
a thing. Yeah, it was a thing back then that you didn't really want to be seen as a sporty girl.
Yeah.
Because that had other perceptions about it.
100%.
And that's the great thing about this team. There they are now on the screen. Look at them getting warming up. Oh. So exciting. But they've done so much for the sport.
Absolutely.
Haven't they? And visual representation is so important. And we didn't have a lot of that in sport, did we, when we were growing up?
Yeah,
well, I didn't. You probably didn't either. Have you been in touch with the family in Nigeria and how are they feeling today?
Yeah,
it's looking good.
It is. It's looking really good. I'm excited to see what this turns out like. But we have like weekly family like group calls. So they were saying, they've been slagging me the whole time, like, oh, Ireland's losing, all of this.
No!
So at the moment, like, I'm just, you know, kind of to get on their nerves. I've been back in Ireland anyway. So hopefully we'll see a good result come out of this.
Yeah, they're looking good. They are. And they're in the green today and Ireland are in the white. And I don't know how they decide that. I think it's a toss of a coin, is it?
Of a
coin?
Yeah.
Anyway, best of luck to Nigeria as well. Now, listeners will know you from your work with the Black and Irish podcast, but you're doing your own stuff now. Tell me about this documentary that you've shot.
Yeah, so shot, recorded, in post-production at the moment. Hopefully going to get that out over the next couple of months. But I did a documentary just on the Black Irish hip-hop scene, kind of like talk to some of the pioneers and then where it's at right now, because we've seen such like a huge growth, like Cello and Travis and Els.
I had them on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, so like even that, they're doing so much. So
it is, but it's bittersweet, isn't it? Because they're doing so well and we play them on 2FM, but he still... has a job, like a 9-to-5 job, and you know, finds it hard to even make a living just doing what he loves. Mm-hmm. When if he was in a different country, maybe it'd be a very different story.
Absolutely. So I think trying to shine a light on the whole scene and just, you know, where it's come from, I think people will get like a deeper appreciation for what they've actually done and what they're still doing, you know, till this day.
How long did it take you to shoot and to make?
So I've actually just been going to loads of events over the last like 2 years. Like anything that's happening, I'll be there with my camera at the back. So I've like collated footage from the last 2 years, and then I've been working like intentionally on the documentary, I'd say the last 8 months.
Yeah.
So it's taken a while.
Yeah, all the good ones, they take time. Yeah. You know, you got to put the time in. Who do you think we should be looking out for then on the hip hop scene? Who's the ones to watch, would you say? You mentioned Cello.
Cello, 100%. We actually went to college together down in Carlow. So I know him personally. He's a fantastic guy. So definitely Cello, he's doing great. The lads Travis and Els, they're also doing fantastic. And Sweet Lemon Day, she's absolutely killing it as well at the moment.
We do play her a lot on 2FM. She is absolutely amazing. Yeah. Well, listen, I can't wait to see it. Wherever I'm going to see it, it's kind of watch this space, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Very
watch
much
this
that.
Way. Well, fair play to you for doing it. It's great that you came in, and thank you so much. Amanda Ade, thanks for coming to Daily Mount today. Enjoy the match. Not long now. And we'll be back right after this.